This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
All praise is due to Allah. We seek His guidance and His forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the whispering of our desires. Whom Allah guides, no one can misguide, and whom He allows to be misled, no one can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone, having no partners, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His slave and His messenger and His perfect worshipper. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, O you who believe, fear Allah as He deserves to be feared and do not die except in a state of Islam. And Allah says, O mankind, fear your Lord who created you from a single soul and produced from that soul its mate and made from their combination many men and women. So fear your Lord whom you ask each other by and by the ties of kinship. Verily Allah is ever watchful over you. And Allah says, O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct. He will correct for you your deeds and forgive you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, then they are indeed victorious. To proceed, I want to share in this brief khutbah a hadith that many of us have heard many times over. But in this period of current events, as we're rereading through the Quran, we're seeing meanings that we might have never paid attention to before. And we are appreciating and analyzing and benefiting from the same verses that we've been reading all of our lives, but we're seeing them in lights that we had never experienced before, and similarly, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the hadith that's reported by Tirmidhi, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said that I was with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said to me, Ya ghulam, inni u'allimuka kalimat. Young man, I am teaching you some words. And I used to be amazed, and we used to be amazed, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave this great hadith that I'm going to share with you to a young man, 10 years old or 11 years old. And the scholars would wonder, how is it that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this depth of meaning was given to what we would consider to be a child? But now when you reread this hadith, you would wish that all of the children of Gaza, all of the children of Palestine, that they have this hadith inscribed in their hearts. Because it is something that those children need to know, and it is something that our children need to know, and it is something that we need to know. So much so that Imam An-Nawawi had this as the 19th hadith in his 40 collection. Ihfadillah yahfadak. Preserve the commandments of Allah, and Allah will preserve you. Preserve the commandments of Allah, tajidhu tujahak. Preserve the commandments of Allah, you will find Allah with you. Is there any of us who does not want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with us in our times of difficulty? And yet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments, do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands to be done, follow the commandments of Allah, and you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with you. In another version of this hadith, he says, تَعَرَّفْ إِلَى اللَّهِ فِي الرَّخَاءِ يَعْرِفْكَ فِي الشِّدَّةِ. Know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the times of comfort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will know you during the times of difficulty and distress. And so the time to invest in a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not when your world is being turned upside down, even though there will come a time in your life where your world is turned upside down, because that is the nature of the human experience. But the time to invest in a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when life is good, and the body is healthy, and the family is well, and the bank account is satisfactory, and the community is safe. That is the time to invest in a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when times change, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows you in that difficulty as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues and he says, إِذَا سَأَلْتْ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتْ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. That when you seek the help of someone, seek the help of Allah. And when you ask, ask Allah. There is an important equation that appears in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that we should all know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala simply says, إِن يَنصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ وَإِن يَخْذُلُكُمْ فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to support you, then who is going to overpower you? What if, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to forsake you, if Allah were to forsake you, then who is the one who's going to be able to support you after Him? وَإِنْ يَخْذُلْكُمْ فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And upon Allah let the believers rely. And so even as we're mobilizing and even as we're trying to engage and capture the audience of the entire world for our causes, that a person makes sure that the greatest audience for them to secure is the audience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the greatest factor in their equation of success is to secure the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beyond the support of any politician, beyond the support of any funds, beyond the support of any hashtag, beyond the support is the support of Allah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says yes, then it doesn't matter who says no. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says no, then it doesn't matter who says yes. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, وَعَلَّمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةِ لَوْ اِجْتَمْعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. And know that if an entire nation were to gather to harm you, if the entire world were to gather to benefit you or to harm you, they wouldn't be able to benefit you or harm you except with something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already written for you. قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Say that nothing will afflict us except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for us. هُوَ مَوْلَانَا. Allah is our protector. That theology, that belief, that aqidah, that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote, it is going to happen. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not write, then I'm not going to actualize. That belief that there is no one who can benefit me beyond Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is no one who can harm me beyond Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's allowance. This is something that we carry. Know that if the entire world, there are going to be times in your life where you feel like the world is against you. There are going to be times in your life where you feel like everybody at work is against you. There is going to be a time in your life where you feel like public perception is against you. But that the believer have this resilience, this izzah, this dignity that comes with knowing that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is behind me, then there's no one who can overpower me. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not allow it, then there's no one who's going to be able to harm me. And then he says, رُفَعَتِ الْأَقْلَامِ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفِ. The pen has been lifted and the ink has dried, i.e. destiny has been written. But there's another version of this hadith as well, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam adds some beautiful meanings. And he says, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ النَّصْرَ مَعَ الصَّبْرِ. He says, and know that victory comes with sabr. And I want to just pause here very briefly, but this is very, very important. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, know that victory comes with sabr. Sabr, generally, 95% of the time, we translate it as patience. But sabr is such a bigger word than patience. Sabr is resilience, it's endurance, it's dedication, it's perseverance, it's resilience. Sabr is discipline, sabr is grit, sabr is being able to overcome obstacles. It is the ability to continue to consistently do something even when the results don't seem like they're around the corner. And if you were to look, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says victory comes with sabr, this word, if you were to look at anybody who's successful in any field of human endeavor, whether it's in scholarship, whether it's in athletics, whether it's in business, whether it's in politics, no matter, any interview you watch of anybody successful, any biography that you read of anybody successful, you will find that they are different in their intelligence, they're different in their resources, they're different in their opportunities, their personality traits, but the one thing that is shared amongst all of them is this attribute of sabr. Business number one failed, business number two failed, attempt number one failed, attempt number two failed. They continued to show up until they were eventually successful. وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ النَّصْرَ مَعَ الصَّبْرِ. And why is this so important for us? That we realize that we as a community have to have resilience for us to achieve any victory that we are seeking. That we have to be able to meet obstacles, that we have to not fatigue after month number one or month number two or day number one or day number two. Child psychologist, I still remember this. During COVID, we had a community-wide, Muslim community-wide Zoom call with famous child psychologist Dr. Leonard Sachs. And he said that those psychologists had defined, that research had defined, that the greatest predictive quality in children as to their success is the discipline that they had developed by the age of 12. That's sabr. The ability to be consistent. The ability to do something even when you don't want to do it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اصْبِرُوا وَصَابِرُوا وَرَابِطُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ O you who believe, have sabr and out-sabr others. And have taqwa of Allah and hold fast. And have taqwa of Allah that you may be successful. And Rasulullah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in Surah Al-Baqarah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ He mentions this twice. Seek help in prayer. That's turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dua, absolutely. But also endurance, resilience. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ النَّصْرَ مَعَ الصَّبْرِ وَأَنَّ الْفَرَجَ مَعَ الْكَرْبِ And know that relief comes with the difficulty. وَأَنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا And that with every hardship is ease. أَقُولُ مَا سَمِعْتُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وسلم كثيرا For those of you who are just joining, we simply went over today the hadith, the famous hadith of Ibn Abbas that's reported by Tirmidhi, where the Prophet ﷺ told Ibn Abbas and he said, protect the commandments of Allah, Allah will protect you. Protect the commandments of Allah, you will find Allah with you. When you ask, ask Allah. When you seek the help of anyone, seek the help of Allah. And know that an entire nation, if they were to gather to harm you, they wouldn't be able to harm you with anything more than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for you. And if they had gathered to benefit you, they would not be able to benefit you except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for you. The pen has been lifted and the ink has dried. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jal on this blessed day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from us our actions, that He accepts from us our prayer, that He accepts for us our du'as, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieve from us our hardships, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us a resilience that He loves and a resilience that allows us to overcome any obstacle. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal wa na'udhu bika min an-nar wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha, zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Allahumma aqsim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'siyatik wa min ta'atika ma tuballighuna bihi jannatak wa min al-yaqini ma tuhawwinu bihi علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ارحم إخواننا المستضعفين المنكوبين في فلسطين اللهم كن لهم معينا يوم قل المعين اللهم كن لهم ناصرا يوم قل الناصر اللهم اشف مرضاهم وارحم موتاهم وتقبل شهداءهم برحمتك أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصرهم نصرا كبيرا اللهم انصرهم نصرا كبيرا وصلى الله على